Coronavirus is surging in Cobb County. Atlanta Braves legend and Cobb police legends both pass. Walton grad Sam Patterson has the recipe for success. And Sedalia Park Elementary School student Kennedy Maxwell passes at Scottish Rite. These stories and part one of Alex Gilbert's interview with former Cobb Republican DA Tom Sharon on the Tuesday, December 29th edition of the MDJ Podcast.
You can search all over America, but you'll find America's largest gun store in Cobb County, Georgia. Adventure Outdoors, proud supporter of the Second Amendment and the red, white, and blue, with over 18,000 guns in stock every day. Did you know Adventure Outdoors is also home to one of Georgia's largest shooting ranges, the Remington Range, with basic range memberships starting at only $25 per month, which includes unlimited lane rental, 3 free firearm rentals per month, free shirt and hat, priority lane placement, and guest passes. Adventure Outdoors also offers family, corporate, and group plans. One of America's top shooting facilities is right here in Cobb County, and for only $25 a month, you can be a member and receive unlimited lane rentals and so much more. Support the Second Amendment and your right to own and bear arms, and practice and learn at Adventure Outdoors Remington Range today. Adventure Outdoors, South Cobb Drive in Smyrna, or online at adventureoutdoors.us.
It's Tuesday, December 29th. I'm Darren Sutherland. Welcome to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. Coronavirus continues to surge in Cobb County since its initial outbreak, with 35,103 cases. That's 545 deaths in all as of December 27th, 2020 in Cobb. That includes 154 new cases this week. However, there have been no additional deaths. Please keep precautionary measures in check, and we will keep you up to date as the coronavirus epidemic continues. Cobb County said goodbye to two legends that helped the county for years in many ways. Former Braves pitcher and Hall of Famer Phil Niekro passed after a long battle with cancer this weekend at 81 years old. Phil was the lifeblood of the Atlanta Braves organization in the 1970s and everyone's reason to go out to Fulton County Stadium to watch the knuckleball dance. Over 300 wins and finally a trip to Cooperstown for a guy everyone loved. In addition, 47-year Cobb police veteran Major Rollo W. Green, 83 of Marietta, passed away on December 23, 2020. Rollo was born in Tuscaloosa, Alabama on July 13, 1937, and in 1955, he moved to Cobb County and became employed with the Lockheed Martin Corporation. He worked part-time at that time with the Cobb County Police Department, where he eventually became one of Cobb County's first police officers. He was responsible for commanding many of the different units and precincts, including the Bomb Squad, Step Squad, and many others while employed there. He retired as a major in 2009 after a total of 47 years at the Cobb County Police Department. You could also find Rollo working part-time at the North Georgia State Fair, attending gospel concerts, and being a die-hard fan of the University of Alabama Crimson Tide. Retired Cobb Police Major Rollo Green passes at 83.
When you have experienced the loss of a loved one, you can trust Carmichael Funeral Home to guide you through the arrangements necessary to create a meaningful ceremony that celebrates the unique life being honored. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, our staff is committed to providing your family with the highest quality care and service in your time of need. In addition, we take pride in our responsibility to lighten your burden as you take the first steps toward healing. No matter what your choice, we believe in lives lived well. Please contact us with any questions regarding your pre-arrangement requests. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, individual attention, providing support to the community, healing lives and grieving hearts, and celebrating lives well lived are our privilege to help. Contact us today or visit us online at CarmichaelFuneralHomes.com. Celebrating memories you'll always cherish. Carmichael Funeral Homes.
An East Cobb native has earned the prestigious Rhodes Scholarship to pursue a master's degree in England to expand and improve transportation. That's right, Sam Patterson, 21 years of age, a Walton High School graduate who is a senior at the University of Maryland, Baltimore County, will study how to make transportation economically and environmentally sustainable. Patterson plans to pursue a master's degree in the University of Oxford's Nature, Society, and Environmental Governance program, focusing on the economics of transportation. Currently, he is studying for three bachelor's degrees, math, statistics, and economics. The 4.0 triple degree student said economics is his central area of study, and he plans to get a PhD in economics after graduating from graduate school, hoping to join the Harvard doctoral program. Kirk Patterson, Sam's father, said he was tremendously satisfying that his son had earned the scholarship. He describes his son as a dedicated at Walton and in his college career. In high school, in addition to band and orchestra, he also represented his fellow students in student government. Congratulations to 21-year-old Sam Patterson of Walton High School.
Happy holidays from all of us at Credit Union of Georgia. This holiday season, remember, you deserve better than your bank. Better service, better rates, better solutions. That's why we've taken the time this year to revamp our online tools to give you the safest options when it comes to your money. Open a personal or business account in just minutes. We have new digital tools like our mobile app to make your life simpler. We offer auto loans from 1.89%. Need a mortgage? Our team can get you a home for the holidays. If you live or work in Cobb County, now is the perfect time to make the switch to Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Since 1960, Credit Union of Georgia has been providing Northwest Georgia with financial solutions that make sense for your home, business, and family. Become a member today or apply for a loan by visiting www.cuofga.org. That's www.cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank.
Kennedy Maxey, the 7-year-old girl and Sedalia Park Elementary School student in Marietta, passed this past weekend. Maxey was struck in the head by a bullet during an altercation at Phipps Plaza in Buckhead as her aunt drove down the road. Police said the girl was riding in a car when her aunt passed the mall and they heard gunshots, one of which hit Maxey. Maxey was rushed to Scottish Rite Hospital in Sandy Springs, where she passed over the weekends. No arrests have been made in this senseless crime.
Engineer Solutions of Georgia.
Hey Atlanta, this is Jay and Lewis, owners of Engineered Solutions of Georgia. Lewis, what should a homeowner do if they have a crack in their block wall, corner of their door, window, or concrete foundation?
Well, Jay, if it's a diagonal crack, this lets us know that they should be concerned and there could be a serious problem. Then they should call our office at 678-ESOG-NOW and set up an appointment to have one of our qualified professional technicians come out to their property to take a look at the problem.
I'm consumer investigator Dale Cardwell. I've done the research already, so you don't have to. You can trust Engineered Solutions of Georgia.
Give Engineered Solutions of Georgia a call at 678-ESOG-NOW.
Engineered Solutions of Georgia. We guarantee a stable, dry foundation.
And speaking of crime, Marietta Daily Journal staff writer Alex Gilbert had the opportunity to sit down with former Cobb County DA Todd Sharon to talk about his career and the last time the political winds changed in Cobb. This is a three-part discussion. Check out part one.
It was a vibrant young city. I could see that there were a lot of people my age, terrific. There just seemed to be a lot more opportunities Atlanta had to offer for young people than the Rust Belt. You know, and Hartford was a very old city. And so it just took me by. And so I went over and transferred to what then was Georgia State College, which is now Georgia State University. Mm-hmm. And continued. So I enrolled there. As I was walking the streets, I remembered my dad, of course, had spent his whole career in insurance, I happened to be at the town, North Avenue, getting some hamburgers, and I looked and there was a skyscraper across the street that said Life of Georgia. It's gone now, Life of Georgia. So I went in, went to the personnel manager, asked if they had any openings, and he said, yeah. I filled out an application. The next day he called me and said, you're a group underwriter. I didn't know what that was. But so I was a group underwriter during the day, write health insurance policies for companies, you know, that's group insurance, larger companies, and going at night to Georgia State to finish my degree. Well, during my walking around, I did a lot of walking because I didn't know anybody. I saw that back in those days, this would have been late. This was, I moved down there in 1969. So this would have been right in 1970 or so. And I saw there were three night law schools that you could go to night law school. If you had 2 years of college, you could then go 3 years of law school and take the bar exam. So I don't know what possessed me. I'm taking courses over at Georgia State. I go into the first law school I see was called Atlanta Law School. I went up the rickety steps. It was right there, down there by where they down Atlanta. And it was an old building. And went in, and there was the registrar. And I said, you know, I'd like to enroll in law school, in the night law school. I said, I have a day job, but I can go at night. And so she filled out the paperwork, and they called me back in a few days and said, you're in. So I started law school, taking and running from Georgia State over to Atlanta Law School. It was 3 days a week, I think, law school, and then 2 days over at Georgia State when I'm working during the day at Life of Georgia. Little by little, I was taking less and less courses at Georgia State, Alex, and with the law. So I was really concentrating my time on law school. But at the end of 3 years, I was within maybe a year of getting my undergraduate degree. I finished my law degree and took the bar exam, passed. And so I said, I'm not going back for my last undergraduate. I'm going to practice law. And during the time I was going to law school, one of my classmates was from Marietta. And he said, I go in on Saturdays and I clerk for free with a lawyer who has his own practice. And he does mostly civil. If you'd like to come up, this guy that was my classmate, he didn't want to finish. He was wanting to do something else. I can't recall. But he asked me if I'd want to come up and meet the lawyer. And I did. I came up here. I'd never been to Marietta. And met the lawyer. He's been passed many years. His name was C.E. Thompson. Initial C.E. Thompson. He was over. You know where the local is right up there on the corner?
Yeah.
Around the square where that building across the street, I think it's an antique store now.
Right.
It was a jewelry store. Well, that was the law offices were on the second floor of that stairway. So I would come up on Saturdays and clerk for Cliff. And right before I was ready to graduate from law school and take the bar, Cliff said, would you like... Why don't you leave Life of Georgia and come up here? I'll pay you as a paid law clerk while you study for the bar. And practice with Cliff after I passed the bar for a couple of years. Then decided to practice by myself, sole practitioner, as a defense lawyer, did criminal defense work, whatever came in the door. And then another very notable defense lawyer asked if I would like to go in and practice with him, and he was right down here on Washington Street. It was a guy by the name of Bill Holly. There's a young man, that was his son.
Okay.
He was our law clerk for a while, but I practiced with his dad. Got interested in the fledgling Republican Party, which you could put all the Republican Party in a phone booth. This was a heavily Democratic time, and ended up being their parliamentarian, and a number of the Republican, there were only four Republican, I know I'm really rattling off.
No, I like this.
There were only four Republican office holders in Cobb County, and three of them were in the state legislature. It was a guy by the name of Carl Harrison, Judge Nix was there, Ken Nix, and a fellow by the name of Travis Duke. And then there was only one county commissioner, an Eastern commissioner, George Langford, that was a Republican. And they talked me into running Democratic State Representative Joe Mack Wilson. That's Wilson Jewelers, a restore over on Church Street. And I found out later the reason they wanted me to run against him is that he was a feisty old Democratic warhorse, and they just wanted to give him trouble so he wouldn't get in their race. So they talked me into running, and I ran and got a whopping 30% of the vote. That was in 1974. But I got the political itch then. And 2 years later, the sitting district attorney later became Congressman Darden, and now a very successful lawyer. Buddy was a young guy, but he was about 4 or 5 years older than me. I was only 26. But 1976, he had gotten into a bunch of trouble on a very notable murder case of two doctors out in East Cobb, the Matthews case. And the case was reversed. He was on it, you know, he was out front really helping politically. It turned out boomeranging on him. And a number of lawyers in town, criminal defense lawyers, were very upset with not so much Buddy, but with some of his assistant DAs. They weren't getting along. And so we had a meeting in Hilton Dupree's office, which is still right across. And I thought we were going to go in there to see who was going to run against Buddy. And I had no idea that everybody was looking at me and pledging support money for me to run against the sitting DA. And I said, I'm just turned 27 at this time.
And make sure to tune in for part two of that interview in Thursday's edition of the Marietta Daily Journal podcast.
This podcast is brought to you in part by AM 920 The Answer, Atlanta's home for news, opinion, and insight. Just go to am920theanswer.com to listen live. That's am920theanswer.com.
Thank you for joining us for the Marietta Daily Journal podcast from your local news source, the Marietta Daily Journal and MDJ Online.
Grab a copy of today's paper and visit MDJ Online for complete details on the stories we've discussed, plus more stories that affect you and the citizens of Cobb and surrounding areas.
Subscribe and share this podcast to get all the latest hyper-local updates, or ask Alexa or Google Home to play the Marietta Daily Journal podcast for you.
Share your thoughts or questions with us in the comment section, or call the MDJ Podcast comment line at 404-997-8655. We might share your comments on an upcoming episode.
The MDJ Podcast is produced by BG Ad Group. Amy Cargas, producer. Jacob Sutherland, director. Copyright 2020. All rights reserved. Remember, we are all in this together. Blessings on each of you, and stay 6 foot away and safe.
Looking for a way to find out what's going on in your neighborhood and across the North Atlanta suburbs? Now you can get the hyper-local news you need anytime. In Cobb County, check out the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. Live a bit farther east? Then the North Fulton Neighbor podcast has you covered. And Gwinnett County folks, be sure to listen to the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. We didn't forget our friends in Cherokee County. The Cherokee Tribune Ledger News podcast has all your local news, too. You can find these podcasts wherever you get your podcasts. So subscribe and share the only hyper-local news podcast for your area. Brought to you by the BG Podcast Network.